Welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Are you seeking greater fulfillment and the courage to live your best life? Rachel's guidance and insight will uplift your spirit, catalyze your inner wisdom, and ignite your soul's purpose in this lifetime. Enjoy engaging discussions and guided meditations to elevate your frequency and access deep peace. Be inspired to invoke radical love in your life right here, right now. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love, with me, your host and show creator, Rachel Chase. And with so much gratitude here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network for distributing and producing this for me and assisting me with getting my podcast out into the world to assist you in your life's work, your life's pleasure, your life's joy, your life's healing, to offer tips and tools and practices and processes for just that, for healing and empowerment. So this is episode 8. And this is December 11th when I'm recording this show, 2020. And here we are closing this chapter we call 2020. Wow. So stick around for this hour with me as we talk about something that can seem enigmatic. And that is, what is healing? So this is kind of a two-part show today where I'll explore this concept of healing with you and take you through some ideas about that and some questions about that and some inquiry about that and my thoughts on how I perceive this healing thing. Wow, for humans, right? For humans, we are living in a wild time right now, and I know that there are so many of us going through new levels and layers of healing. And we'll also talk about dancing in this storm that we find ourselves in. Now, for some of you, you may not perceive it as a storm, but energetically, with all that's going on, it might feel like a storm. And sometimes life is like a storm, right? We can think of, you know, anchoring into our center as being in the eye of the storm. And this is a metaphor that's been used for a very long time to exemplify being able to access a place inside that is calm, that is stable and steady, no matter what's going on around us. And I've talked about this before. I talked about this last episode as well, this idea of steadiness. Even when things seem very unsteady all around us. So first, I want to talk about healing and what it means, what it doesn't mean, and ways we can heal ourselves, you know, and how that works. I'm actually about to be leading a Reiki Level 1 online class tomorrow, which is Saturday, December 12th, with about 6 students. I keep my Reiki trainings very small for an intimate personal experience and so that each person can really get what they need. It's very important to me for that to take place. If we get these groups too big, some folks might get lost in the shuffle, and I don't want that, you know. So anyways, I'm approaching leading another Reiki class, and I've been teaching Reiki for 10 years now. pretty amazing. Reiki was my gateway healing modality, as I think it is for many people who are in the healing arts that do energy work and channeling and maybe massage therapy or even mental health counseling, like myself. I'm a former mental health counselor, using my counseling skills to help people through life coaching, empowerment coaching, and mentoring. So as I approach these classes, I always have an opportunity to go deeper into the feeling sense of, why am I doing this work? What does it mean to me? Because I'll be asking my students the question, what is your intention for healing? What is your intention for learning about a way to heal yourself? Because when we look at Reiki training, level one is for self-healing. Level two, well, it's all self-healing, right? This is a never-ending journey. It's not a resolved case. Oh, I'm done. I'm healed. Done. This is an ongoing life process. Yes, we can get to a point where we're healed enough around something, you know, where we're functional, where we're able, where we can resolve things. But sometimes we go through crises, don't we? Or we go through the wound process, that is, where we're in a great struggle with it. And some folks struggle harder and longer than others, and that's okay. You know, we're all in this process called life together. So I'll be asking my students, you know, what is your intention for learning about a way to heal yourself? What are the things that you want to heal in your life? And really, this is about all levels: mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. So I thought I'd bring that into today's show. Again, this is episode 8. I'm not doing the live shows. I might make some of these podcasts a Facebook Live on my Facebook page, Rachel Chase Creative Empowerment. But these are all going to generally be pre-recorded from here on out. I did the first 7 shows live on the radio, and now I'm just going to do them pre-recorded for a while. And I might even start to bring in some of my video editing skills for the video part of this, because all of these are also going to be put up on my YouTube channel. Just quick about that. My first 7 shows will be put on my YouTube channel pretty soon here, hopefully by the first of the year. I have a list of things to get to with all my projects, but I'll be putting those up on my YouTube channel, and then all my subsequent podcasts will go there as well. In addition to, they'll still be on Spotify and Apple and iHeartRadio and all the outlets where I'm so blessed to be able to have my podcast distributed to. So anyways, yes, episode 8, what is healing? And the first 7 shows were kind of, you know, explorations and looking at my process of how I work with people. And, you know, I'm always going to be talking about this idea of healing, because that is truly my work. But, you know, I feel like it's an infinite exploration that we could have here on this topic. You know, so take a minute before I go into some of these ideas, and let's just tune in here. Let's take a breath. I always like to take a breath and just center and ground, and whatever you're doing, maybe you're in the middle of doing something. If you're driving, you know, keep your eyes open, keep driving, pay attention to what you're doing. But if you're able to just take a pause wherever you are and take a breath, you can always take a breath and just bring your focus inside and just be with yourself for a moment. Be with where you are and what you're noticing in your being right now, sensory wise, in your body, the status of the energy quality inside. Are you feeling anxious or tired or expanded or introspective? How are you feeling right now? Tune in with how you're feeling. Yeah. And now, think about times in your life when you were going through a healing process. Maybe you're going through it now. Maybe you're working on something right now with a therapist or just within yourself or in your meditations, in your spiritual practices, or in your art making or journaling, or something you might be struggling with in your relationships maybe. What is it that's very present for you right now in your life that you are seeking to heal or resolve? That's a good hint here as to what we're looking at when we're talking about healing. This idea of resolve or resolution. And just consider, what might it look like, feel like, be like, smell like, look like, if it were resolved? Could you imagine that? What does resolved mean to you? Now, here's where we start to get into tricky waters. So for those of you who don't know me and my work, maybe you're listening to my show for the first time, I have been a yoga teacher for almost 20 years now, Reiki master teacher for 10 years, and trained in various healing modalities, became a mental health counselor, got my master's in clinical mental health counseling, done a ton of metaphysical work, and I've been a dancer my whole life too. So the body felt sense of being is very prominent in my healing work as well. So I want you to feel into your body for a minute and just feel into your desire for healing, because I think desire has a lot to do with this concept of healing. There are many aspects to look at here. And first I'd like to just talk about maybe what it's not. I guess, you know, what we hope for is, let's say you cut yourself accidentally, you know, you're chopping vegetables and, oh, I get a cut, you know, and I have to tend to that, right? A little bit of blood comes out and you need to go put a Band-Aid on it and clean it out, maybe a little bit if something got in there, and then let the skin do what it does. Isn't that amazing that the body can do that? So there's levels to healing, right? On this level, it's about repair, about restoring, coming to a state of bringing it, the skin back together, right? And usually there's a little scar there, right? A little scar to remind you that it happened. I have a scar on my right hand from a dog bite many years ago. I've since forgiven that dog and myself for not knowing how to train a dog properly. And I learned a lot from that. I do have memories of it hurting, sort of. It's interesting to remember pain, you know, thinking about how pain it feels in the moment and how pain feels when we remember it. That's interesting to think about, isn't it? So, you know, when we unpack ideas, I think it's important to just let our minds wander through the space of awareness, of understanding things. There's another clue, awareness, right? There's a process here, this idea of healing, you know. And it doesn't have to be the same. In fact, it truly isn't the same for everyone. It's very different for everyone, isn't it? We're all unique. Get a little bit of water here. I think that's one of my mantras that you'll hear me say again and again and again on my show and on in my classes, workshops, trainings, all that. Is that we're all unique in the way that we experience the healing process. So what you might find therapeutic might be different than what the next person finds therapeutic, or what works for me may not work for you. And so the way that I'm talking about healing is just, it's an exploration. This isn't an exact how-to. This is about conceptualizing and then internalizing and finding out what else is possible. What is possible when we go deep within ourselves to uncover truth? And what I'm realizing in my work is that that's my superpower. I've realized this for a long time. It's my gift or my mission or my expression. You know, we all have our unique expression in life and what we're here to do. And for me, it's helping people get in touch with their truth and finding the answers that they seek within themselves. Because when we come to someone else for support, we ask, tell me what to do. What should I do? Tell me what this means. How can I fix this? You know, and what I've found to be the case is that the most meaningful change comes when the person discovers within themselves what they need to know, rather than being told this is what this means. When we find out what it means for ourselves, and you know, sometimes I have a hunch about what it might mean for someone, but then I come to find out my hunch wasn't really it. There was more to the story. It was different than I thought it was. Hunches can help us along the way for sure, but hunches aren't necessarily always true for someone else. It might be a way of projecting that I'm feeling something about myself that might be true in their case, but I'm not in your shoes. Only you are. So this concept of healing as a process, you know, it's about identifying, it's about awareness, it's about eventually, it's about acceptance and integration and connection. So in my world, I work with emotional healing, mental well-being, spiritual soul space healing. Spiritual meaning connected with an energy, life as energy, seeing life from a perspective of totality, of a bigger perspective here. And emotionally, it's about movement. It's about allowing. You know, so much time is spent running from our emotions or fighting against them, wishing that we didn't feel a certain way. For example, fear. There's a lot of it out there right now, isn't there? There's always fear. But right now, it's the highlight. It's the 5 o'clock news. You know, what is there to be afraid of now? What is there to be afraid of now? What should we be afraid of now? What do we need to worry about now? Boy, oh boy, there's plenty of that, right? And so I'm hearing from some of my recent clients that they're really struggling with this fear, and they're struggling with the fact that they thought they had overcome fear in their lives. They thought they had gotten to a place of being able to trust that they're supported and taken care of. But here's the thing. We're not flawed for feeling fear. We're human. We have a physiological, biological system. This is everywhere in the psychology books. Evolutionary psychology talks about this too, and neurobiology, understanding our psychology through a neurological perspective, can help us with that too. So excuse me, I digress a little bit here. Fear. Rather than trying not to be afraid, what if we sat with the fear? And here's a wonderful, I talk philosophically, my work is integrative, meaning I take from all different processes and practices that I've learned, and you know, it's like a toolbox. What have you learned? What have you practiced? What has helped that can help in this moment? And so what comes to mind in this moment, as I'm being present with this idea of fear, is the practice of, it's a Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist practice called Chod, C-H-O-D. And I'm probably not going to do it justice completely here because I am not a Buddhist teacher, but I am familiar with this practice. I've read about it and I've gathered some of its insight and wisdom, and I've utilized it myself. And one part of it you can think of as a visualization exercise. And I'm not going to take us through this process today because I have another process that we're going to do. On this show, I guide us through meditations and visualizations, invocations. That's the invoking radical love part of my work, of invoking, of speaking, of bringing that which we desire into being through our words and through our minds and through our imagination, which is the most powerful tool we have, our imagination. I believe that to be true. I wonder what you think about that. Anyways, Chod. So we're going to do a little bit of a different kind of a thing with Chod here, but here's what Chod is about, and you can look it up. C-H-O-D. It's a Tibetan Buddhist practice of imagining all of your, you know, we have these demons, right? You can think of fear as an inner demon. I mean, in my work, I choose not to necessarily demonize it, but to think of it as something that we need to take care of or give love to. But the practice of Chod can help us get there in that, in this specific way of doing it, it's an activation of compassion. And you imagine that you're sitting down and in front of you is the monster, is the demon that you're either running from, fighting with, you know, or that disgusts you. And it's sitting right there in front of you. And you just imagine it in all of its demonic glory, if you will, or its monstrous expression. And what we're doing in this practice is we're asking it what it needs. In fact, we might not even ask it what it needs. We just give it. We give it. We give it. We keep giving it. And in the Chod practice, you're actually giving it your body parts. It sounds a little extreme, but imagine giving parts of your own body to this monster within you. And here's what makes this sacred. Because what this is a gesture of love. This is saying, take it. Take what you need. Take what you need. What is it that you need? I am yours. I offer this all to you. I offer this all to you. And it's an offering. So when we approach healing through this energy and awareness that we sit with the difficult emotions, we sit with the wound, we sit with the pain, the thing that we're afraid of feeling, right? We sit with it and we emanate love. We bring our compassionate awareness all around us and we offer that to it, to the pain, to the wound, to the hurt, to the trauma, to the things that happened to us, things that were done to us. Now, here's the thing. It takes some doing to get there, doesn't it? You know, it may not be so easy to just go right into that process before we're ready. You know, a readiness needs to be there to do that. So this is where I want to talk a little bit about my journey. And I'll talk about it in terms of, you may have heard of the term spiritual bypassing, right? And spiritual bypassing has gotten a bad rap lately. And, you know, it's funny. It's a funny thing. I did it for a while. I definitely skipped over some parts, if you will, if healing is a linear thing, which it's not. Nope. Not linear at all. And I laugh because, oh my goodness gracious, you know, just when you think you've resolved it and healed it, another layer comes to look at, to understand, to deepen forgiveness. Okay. But I definitely did the spiritual bypassing thing for a while. And I talk a lot about this with my clients too, that I see are doing it. And I have so much compassion for it, because what spiritual bypassing means is, you have all these, for example, in my case, trauma wounds around abandonment and abuse, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and sexual abuse. And I know I'm not the only one. There are many, 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 many people who are experiencing this every single day and are recovering from it. So in my case, there was a long period of denial, and also an inability, denial really based out of a survival mechanism, as a survival mechanism, which for many people is necessary in order to get through the day, get what they need to get done, and take care of their children and get on with it. Because if they sat there and gave space and time to all that healing, they might have feel incapable or literally be emotionally incapable of handling the day-to-day doings of life, right? So denial is powerful and strong. It's not somewhere we want to stay forever, because it can eat you up alive, you know? And create division in your relationships. So, you know, here's the thing. Survival is important. And when we're operating on that level of survival mode, we're just trying to get through, you know, and make it to the next day and make it to the next phase and pay the bills and have a roof over our heads, or maybe escape some kind of situation that we're in that is dangerous or whatever it is. You know, it's a, we fight, flight, or freeze, right? That's the trauma response. We get out of the situation and then we just want to move on. Just put it behind us, right? Or pretend it didn't even happen. Don't tell anybody. Too much shame involved, too much blame involved. And we just want to move on. You know, we would just want to get on with things. And that happens on an individual level as well as a collective level. I see a lot of that happening right now in our culture too, but that's another topic for another day, where we just want to kind of sweep things under the rug and move on and pretend like everything's okay and get back to quote normal. But the normal is not going to be the same again. And it's the same for individuals too. So we're trying to regulate and get back to some kind of center, right? And center is about homeostasis. We want to have a sense of feeling settled and that everything is balanced. But the hurt and the pain and the wounds will start to be, you know, more and more pronounced. So here's what I did. I had a physical healing crisis in 2002, which was a manifestation of many years of the self-destructive behavior that I had been doing for a while. And also all of the emotional pain that I was experiencing that I didn't understand yet, that I hadn't gotten assistance around it. I didn't even know how to ask for help. I didn't know that help existed or what it might look like. And I was afraid of it, I think, probably too. So the body keeps the score, right? That's a great book, by the way, by Bessel van der Kolk, The Body Keeps the Score. I recommend it to everyone. The Body Keeps the Score on understanding the physical expressions of trauma, the patterns, how this happens in our lives, the intergenerational nature of it, big T's, little T's, all of that. If you're interested in exploring trauma work with me, let me know. Reach out. I love to help people through that. How to do that. RachelChase.com is my website, and you can contact me through that. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can book a session for healing through my website as well. So this idea of spiritual bypassing is where we maybe get into practices. And in my case, it was Reiki and Kundalini yoga. And I still practice these practices today because they are valuable and helpful and healing, and they work. But in my case, I needed to kind of find something to do to be able to feel those more expanded states of being, the joyful energy, the connection with a higher sense of being. In energy work, we would say my crown chakra was blocked, my heart chakra was broken, or blocked or closed or whatever you want to call it, hurt, right? My sacral chakra, you know, my whole energy system was definitely depleted, and I was feeling disconnected from life. And I had a lot of trust issues. I wasn't able to trust. So getting into Reiki to help gain deeper awareness, and getting into Kundalini yoga to help strengthen my connection with source energy helped a lot. But there was this kind of bypassing thing that I was doing where I wasn't really looking at all of the ways that I was abused and able to really handle. And I really wasn't ready to sit with the hurt yet and handle the overwhelming emotions. I think a lot of the things that get in the way of the healing process, let's look at this one component here for a moment, is the fear that if I feel the pain emotionally, it's going to take me over and I won't feel better again. I'll be stuck there. I'll be lost in the quagmire. It'll take me down so low that I won't be able to come back. I get that fear. I understand that. But here's the thing. If we don't give ourselves permission to feel those feelings, then they're going to get in the way of life big time. They're going to get in the way. They're going to get stuck inside of us. Our energy will feel very stuck. And so our expression of our lives will also be feeling very stuck in our development and what we want to create in our lives. So readiness to feel the harder emotions has a lot to do with healing. Sometimes we spiritual bypass in order to be ready enough to go back and hold space for those harder emotions. So I'm giving some compassion to this concept of spiritual bypassing here. Unexpectedly, I didn't know I'd be talking about that today, but since it's part of my personal journey, I think that has a lot to do with why it's coming up right now, because that's what I'm here to do on this show, is to talk about you and talk about me and share stories. So, you know, and this also speaks to the fact that it's a winding road, this healing thing we find ourselves in. So awareness, naming what it is that we're working through, processing, and finding the support that we need to process. Processing is done in many ways, you know, building awareness, finding out what we think about it, how we feel about it, where is it in our bodies that the energy has been stored, or how we've been affected by it. And for me, a big part of the process of healing has to do with breathing and breath work. And also allowing. So it's a dance. We go in and out of kind of thinking about it and, quote, analyzing or creating deeper understanding and insight, and then easing off and coming into a space of allowing and just here it all is. Being with it just as it is. Being with life in all its chaos. You know? It's this flow, it's this dance, and we find ourselves here in this moment of time, in this end of 2020, which I know this is probably going to be going on for a while longer, this social storm that I'm talking about here, where there's a lot to figure out as we go through these changes. There's a lot to handle, a lot to contend with, and many of us are running businesses or families and, you know, work to do, learning new technologies, contending with our own mental health. You know, all this isolation and separation is no good for our mental health and our emotional well-being. So we're also looking on how to find ways to connect and how to create space for ourselves when there's also so much to do. And sometimes we can try to control it, right, and get really rigid with things and put everything in some kind of order to make sense of it. But then it falls apart, you know. So my invitation is for us to let each day be a dance and let the storm play out, but access a deep sense of strength from this energy, almost like where we are calling in the storm energy into our beings and utilizing that energy rather than running from it or getting so angry at it, you know, because when we get angry at the storm gets stronger. But when we can say, okay, here's this storm, how can I dance with it? And this is coming back to one of my aspects of healing, the process of healing that I talk about, ingenuity. To trust that within ourselves is that creative aspect of being, that when we allow the storm to be the storm, we kind of almost lean into it a little and just kind of let it take us for a moment, but then breathe down into our beings and call on that powerful force that says, I know that there is within me an answer here, that there is within me the ingenuity and the creativity to rise to this moment. And there is a voice within me that can give me strength. There is a reassuring energy within me that can remind me to rest, that can give me permission to do so as needed. So, goodness, you know, what is healing? Connection, integration, forgiveness. And I talked a lot about forgiveness on a prior episode, and I will talk about it more again because this is a huge one. Forgiving ourselves for not knowing what we didn't know when we didn't know it. Forgiving others, letting go of resentment doesn't make it okay what they did to us. Finding it within ourselves to continually forgive. Not so easy. Definitely a challenge, but really important. I could probably talk about more concepts. I wrote a ton of notes before the show, and then I thought, you know, I'm just going to talk. I'm just going to let it flow. And if I don't hit all the points on my notes, that's okay, because there's always more we can talk about later. But I want to make sure that we get to our closing meditation today and visualization process, because this is the solstice coming. This is this new moon. It's a full solar eclipse on the 14th of December. We have Sagittarius energy. There's a lot of, you know, astrological information you can find out. Two of my favorite astrologers you can look up are Sarah Varkas, V-A-R-C-A-S, and Pam Gregory. Sarah Varkas has a beautiful blog, and she puts out incredible information. She's so insightful and real and beautiful and deep, and she gives great insights for us for these times. Really beautiful, heart-centered. And Pam Gregory is brilliant astrologer. She has a YouTube channel, and so there's some other wonderful ones out there that I like to tune in with, because I think astrology is really important as a way to understand our human dramas, you know, as without, so within, as within, so without. So with that, I'm going to grab one of my selenite crystals, and we are going to close here with a guided meditation. So I want you just to really get into a comfortable place. And if you can't do this right now, tune in with the recording later. You can find it on my website, rachelchase.com. And I would love to extend an invitation to you to reach out to me if you want to do any healing work with me. You can go to my website for all of that information, and visit my YouTube channel, because I put out a lot of other videos on there. I have yoga and meditation classes there. I have a lot of other little short videos with other meditations and tips and insights and teachings on mindfulness and energy work and quantum healing, the Beyond Quantum Healing Method, and creativity and... So there's going to be some more stuff to come. So keep a lookout. I'm going to be doing a training / life coaching program for facilitators, healers, and teachers next year in the spring, which I'm really excited about. And I'll be putting more artwork out there. And I'm on Instagram as well, Rachel Chase Healing Arts. And I look forward to connecting with you more. So if you're not able to do this right now, come back and listen to the recording. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get into a comfortable space. Close your eyes if you can and take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathing in, breathing out. Allow your breath to deepen and slow, and place a hand on your chest or your heart. Feel the warmth of your hand on your heart center. And we're going to connect very deeply with the spark within you that is magic, that is light, that is connected with all of the stars and all of the cosmos, that is part of you and also part of everything. So just breathe and feel your heartbeat, feel your body breathing, feel your sensory awarenesses inside of your being, whether they're comfortable or uncomfortable. Allow it all to be just as it is. Take a sigh. And visualize, imagine, remember the light within you. And with every breath, bring in even more of the light Draw it in from above you and from the center of the earth into your body. As you breathe, every breath, bringing in more and more of this beautiful light. And be in the awareness that you are a cosmic being. You are a being of earth. And Earth is a shiny, beautiful blue planet glowing in the cosmos. And the sun in our solar system is bringing in fresh energy, golden light into your body, into your mind, into your heart. Washing through every cell of your being, through your brain, through your heart and your lungs, and your body is alive with energy. Imagine that within the center of your body, there is the voice of compassion, a loving voice, a gentle, kind, powerful, strong, loving voice inside of your heart. And it speaks to you. And it speaks to the parts of you that need healing and love and support. It speaks to the parts of you that are afraid or worried. And it opens its arms wide, this being within you. It expands its energy out, around, into your body. It holds in its arms all of the aspects of you that need to be held right now. It has all of the wisdom and all of the knowledge that you need. And it speaks to your desire, your deepest desires for well-being, for healing, for love, for connection, for peace. And I want you to imagine that storm that's all around in the world, the swirling energy of the storm in your life, in the world. Maybe your life feels like a storm, or maybe it doesn't. But maybe you're able to perceive the storm happening in humanity. Just perceive right now the storm. And perceive that that storm is also receiving a profound blessing and gift from the universe right now. From all of the galactic, cosmic, and soul family that are pouring their energy and their love into this earth and into your life. For peace to be made manifest, for resolution, for understanding, and for compassion, and for consciousness to be lifted, for the ability to be present with yourself and with each other. for each of us to remember and awaken to the light inside of us, even in the darkness. For each of us to remember the truth of who and what we are as beings of light, as beings of love. Just feeling into the place inside of you that is calm and peaceful, and allowing it to expand all through your body, all through your mind, all through your heart. Allowing the peaceful, calm energy to flow through every molecule, every bone, every muscle. Envisioning the energy of Divine Mother all around your body, holding you in a space of unconditional love, acceptance, kindness, and strength, drawing upon the courageous energy that is here at this time to empower you and to remind you that you are strong, that you can do this, that you are doing this, and that day by day by day, as you rest in awareness of the moment and allow it all to be just as it is in the moment, and in that space is where instantaneous, spontaneous solutions arise naturally. When we give space, when we create space, when we hold space for ourselves, we can allow that wisdom of cosmic truth, innate knowing, to arise, to be available, to be made known without the need to try to figure it all out. So feel your breath now, gently moving in and gently moving out. Stretch and move your body gently and easily, taking a yawn perhaps, and stretching, rubbing your scalp a little bit, shaking your body. It's so good to just shake. Orient yourself in your space, wherever you are, by gazing at the light in the room, noticing the shapes and the colors and the sounds. Move your toes and your ankles and your feet. And just feel that you're drawing in the energy of that experience into your present state of being. That's what I mean by integration. So that we don't have to go out and away and then come back. It's more like we get to experience those deeper states of being and then bring them with us. This is how we integrate into our self-actualized experience, or you could think of it as the higher self awareness. We'll talk a little bit more about that next time. For now, I wish you all a beautiful, closing month here of 2020. May you find peace in the sacred moments of honoring, ritual in your conversations and communications and daily activities. Honor this new moon, it's powerful. Do some journaling around your desires. Leave no stone left unturned. Give yourself lots of space. If there's emotions that come up, it's perfectly natural and normal. Let yourself feel them. Walk, get outside as much as you can, even if it's cold. Take deep, slow breaths. Do the things that feel sweet to you. And the solstice, of course, is a very powerful alignment of Jupiter and Saturn, a big shift happening. And the new year into a number 5 year, numerology 5 has to do with change. So as if we're not already experiencing change, there will be more and we will get through it. In fact, it might just be a really amazing, wonderful change. So I invite us all to hold space for the possibility of amazing things to take place in your lives. I wish you all the best. Thank you for listening and watching the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love, with me, Rachel Chase, on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. You can find me all over the internet on my website, rachelchase.com. Send me an email, rachel@rachelchase.com. Book a session, check out my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel for more. And I will also see you next month here on my podcast for episode 9 in January 2020. Peace and blessings to all. Mwah. Ciao for now, and I will see you then.
You've been listening to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel activates your heart intelligence and sparks the flame of profound wisdom within you. To activate your heart or for more information, visit RachelChase.com.